at this time, Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to do a clarification hearing for Mr. Merrick, M-E-R-R-C-K. And the only reason that I'm intervening, C.T. Wright, is just to indicate that based on information that we have as of this morning, he has waived his appearance before the board. Therefore, we will not be speaking with him, but we must go through this clarification. So Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct that at this time.
This is a parole to the next consecutive sentence hearing for Mr. Merrick. Is a parole to the next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. Mr. Merrick was actually is on parole for a murder charge, and he has two additional sentences that's after the murder. He was certified eligible for parole on the murder charge. After if he's paroled on the murder charge, he then goes to his next sentence, which would be an armed robbery sentence, in which he has a life sentence for the armed robbery. Then after that sentence, he goes to a kidnap sentence, in which that sentence is also a sentence for a life sentence. So he has three consecutive sentences for a life sentence that he is currently serving at the time. During the hearing, Mr. Merrick stated that he didn't want, nor did he feel that he was going to deserve to be paroled, that he was never going to get out. He said that the reason that he wanted to appear before the hearing is so that he can apologize to the family for what he has done. And then we voted during that time to, after having the hearing, voted to not pass, not parole Mr. Merrick to his next consecutive sentence. The reasons for not passing him to his next consecutive sentence is that it was a serious and violent offense, that it was a loss of human life, that he had violated previous probation or parole, history of a prior criminal history, and he had a poor or no release plan, no family or community support that he actually had during the hearing. So those were the reasons for denial for Mr. Merrick for parole to his next consecutive sentence or a absolute discharge. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time.
Okay.